people have asked that what is haram to do when engaged with intimacy? What are the acts that we should be aware of that are not allowed to do? So again, this is a very sexually explicit question. And so again, be advised that this is not a talk that is meant for young children. So the question therefore is, what is haram between couples to do? With regards to what is forbidden in the Sharia, two things are explicitly forbidden. Two things are forbidden directly in the text of the Quran and Sunnah. And the first of these is anal intercourse. This is something that is absolutely forbidden without a doubt. Allah says in the Quran, نِسَاؤُكُمْ حَرْثٌ لَكُمْ فَأْتُوا حَرْثَكُمْ أَنَّا شِئْتُمْ. Your women are, your wives are like a cultivation or like a field unto you, and therefore approach your wives however you wish to approach them. Now, the fact that Allah mentions a cultivation, our scholars have derived, in fact even the tabi'un have derived, that the meaning therefore is that the cultivation occurs obviously from the vagina. It doesn't occur from the other organ, and therefore there is an indirect disapproval of anal intercourse. As for the ahadith, there are numerous ahadith reported by over 7 sahaba with over 10 different chains regarding this concept of forbidding anal intercourse. And in fact, this verse that I just quoted you, according to a number of authentic ahadith, it was revealed because somebody asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about a certain issue of sex and sexuality, and this verse came down to respond to that. And there are a number of ahadith that forbid anal intercourse. Of them is the hadith in Abu Dawood that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever comes to his wife while she is menstruating, that's the second prohibition, we'll talk about that, or from her back, meaning from her anus, from her back, has disbelieved in what has been revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the first thing that is completely forbidden is anal intercourse. There's no question about that. The second that is completely forbidden as well, but to a lesser degree, but it is still haram. Both of them are haram, but there's degrees of haram. And the second thing that is haram or sinful is to engage in intercourse during the period of the menses. That during that time frame, vaginal intercourse is not allowed. Vaginal intercourse is not allowed. The Quran says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيضِ. They ask you about the menses. قُلْ هُوَ أَذَنْ. Say, it is something that is an irritation. So, فَاعْتَزِلُوا النِّسَاءَ فِي الْمَحِيضِ وَلَا تَقْرَبُوهُنَّ حَتَّى يَطْهُرْنَ فَإِذَا تَطَهَّرْنَ فَأْتُوهُنَّ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ. So avoid approaching women during the time of their menses, and do not come close to them until they purify themselves, right? وَلَا تَقْرَبُوهُنَّ حَتَّى يَطْهَرْنَ فَإِذَا تَطَهَّرْنَ. Once they have done the ghusl, then you may approach them from where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed you. Ibn Abbas said, from where Allah has allowed you, meaning the vagina, not the anus. So again, this verse has also been used to indirectly forbid anal intercourse. And Aisha radiallahu anha reports that once when her menses began, she was lying next to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she became embarrassed. This was been early in the marriage, and so she left the bed and she went to sleep somewhere else. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what is the matter? So she explained that she had begun her menses. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't worry, put on another garment and then come next to me. And of course the meaning here is that once the menses have begun, of course the lady does not become najis, which is something that some other faith traditions they believe to this day. There are some faith traditions, including Orthodox Judaism as well, that when the lady is in her menses, that her persona, her body should not be touched. Anything she touches as well, it is becomes impure. And in our Sharia, that is not the case. And in another hadith in Sahih Bukhari, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he asked that, O Messenger of Allah, what is permissible for me and my wife when she's in her menses? He literally asked the question, what is halal? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you may do everything other than intercourse. اصنعوا كل شيء إلا النكاح. Everything is permissible. Kissing and fondling and stimulation with the hands and with the other body parts, all of this is permissible. Anything that the two want to do, they want to play around between themselves with, it is permissible, except for the actual vaginal intercourse. intercourse. So the actual penetration is not allowed. Anything other than this, it is allowed. Realize that sexual habits and sexual mores, they vary from time to place, to society, to culture. And just because, and I need you to pay attention to this, just because a certain society disdains a certain sexual practice does not make that practice haram. Understand this point. In human history, every society has developed, its own mores and its own habits and its own mechanisms, if you like, of what is, stimulating and whatnot within the bedroom. And the Sharia has not come to dictate cultures. You may not like it, and that is your prerogative. Understand, you have a right to, within your bedroom, to not do something that you think is, inappropriate or whatnot. But don't bring religion into it and say it is haram just because your culture does not like it.
Are you tired of all these annoying ads on YouTube? Are you worried that a haram video might pop up? Well, the One Islam TV app is here to solve these problems, inshallah. The One Islam TV app is 100% free of any ads and is safe to browse for your peace of mind. Watch or listen to lectures and lessons while you work, rest, or drive with your device switched off. Watch videos on demand or download videos and watch offline. Watch hundreds of high-quality produced Islamic reminders, Quran learning videos, stories of the prophets, and so much more. 2 to 4 new videos uploaded daily, inshallah. One Islam TV is 100% run and owned by Muslims, which means a small amount you pay for your subscription is a sadaqah jariyah, continuous charity for you, as we use the funds raised to continue producing more beneficial videos and reminders. Inshallah. The One Islam TV app is now available on Apple devices, Apple TV, Android devices, Android TV, Amazon Fire TV, and Roku, so you can watch on most devices and smart TVs. Download now for a free 7-day trial. May Allah reward you for supporting our work.